Yeah.
Pause. What?
Nah, ain't no pause. Listen, what? I think.
Why are you saying
no,
that?
No, no, no. I said what I said. I think what we need to start doing is like we should go to the bowling alley and do two things. A, put a bunch of baby oil on the lane and where they like walk at, and then B, put baby oil in the holes of the ball. And that That should be the next Keneal Joseph video. It's just a bunch of baby oil at a bowling alley.
Is he supposed to get naked or something? What are you saying?
What?
Nobody yet.
Who said anything about being naked?
Nobody said he was getting naked.
So what is a baby oil?
And why did you sit up? Why did you sit up?
Because I'm invested in it.
Hold on.
I'm trying to figure out what he's saying.
Yeah, naked.
What does a baby oil on the lane do? What does that do?
Baby oil in a bowling lane, nigga. What you mean? Like that's the gimmick right there.
What does that do?
It's a bowling alley. You slide balls down the lane. It's slippery already, but more baby oil. It's slipperier.
Oh, you're just talking, nigga.
What are you talking about?
That sounds like great content, Omar.
It
sounds like great.
That's what I'm saying.
No, it's not. It already flows down the thing. What are you saying?
No,
that's
no,
not the
no.
point, old man. Jesus
it,
Christ.
It would be it'd be uncontrollable. Also, where they walk at, like the wood part that they walk at.
Okay,
that will
so
also
that may
have
okay
oil.
That okay. Say that then. You said the
you
lane.
Was worried about people
that.
Being naked. Yeah,
well,
you said
no. He said freaky the lane. He said the lane, not the part where they walk on. That's not the lane.
Get baby oil. He said put it. Make sure it's everywhere. The lanes where they walk at, in the holes of the ball, and that should be the video for whoever. And you, for some reason, out of that soliloquy, why are they getting naked?
Like, all I heard was lame and in the holes in the balls. I'm like, nigga, that sounds very kinky, bro.
Balls, that's where he heard the naked part at. Okay, I got you. I got you. Just expose yourself. Listen, man, welcome back to another episode of Let's Keep It a Buck podcast, the only podcast where we start off talking about balls, oil, and being naked. I don't know how else to say that.
I guess.
You know, I got the guys with me. B-Souls, how you doing today?
Doing well. Doing splendid.
Good, good, good. Damo, how you doing today?
I'm doing nifty on 50s. You see the waves trying to come in. I'm trying to get up there. Trying to
Spin
swim.
Cities. Spin City. Sage, how you doing?
What up? One and only TSO Sage. We back at it again. Let's get it.
The Sage salute, niggas.
Let's get it.
Is that your Sage impersonation?
Is that your Sage?
Salute.
Salute.
Okay, that's how I know he doesn't watch the podcast. We got a special guest with us. We got Legend of Winning here today, aka the one and only, aka NBA Insider. Gonna break down some things. Gonna really get into the meat and the potatoes of things today, ladies and gentlemen.
And the oil.
Before we do that, hey, if you hashtag anything or if you clip anything from this stream, hashtag Let's Keep It a Buck, LKIAB on all platforms. If you're new to this and you want to be true to this, hit that join button. Hit that middle tier. That middle tier gets you into the Discord. The Discord, I'm not gonna lie, we might have oversold on the NSFW. The demons aren't demoning like that. Maybe they're back to their day jobs. And I'm talking about the posters and the actual demons. But all I keep seeing is head videos. And if you're a man and you're fascinated with head videos to the extent that some of y'all are, you like seeing penis at that point.
Lo, do you agree with that take? Do you agree with that take, Lo?
No, I don't know what this nigga's talking about.
Okay. Nah, you do know. You know, because you like head videos. You definitely know.
No, if you watch head videos and the penis is like 12 inches, come on, bro. You know why you watch.
Yeah,
it. Come on, bro.
It's
come
a certain
on.
Extent.
I don't watch head videos. That's
no, we're just saying. We're just saying for folks.
Wait, so why don't you watch head videos?
That's so, like, what do I care if another nigga getting his dick sucked? What the fuck? What I look like?
That's the point.
Why is that the point? Why you want to? I'm supposed to watch another nigga get his dick sucked?
And why?
No, that's the point. We're saying it's weird.
Yeah. I'm not about to watch another nigga get his dick sucked. Come on, dog.
And why wouldn't you do that though? Why would that? What would that make you feel like if you're watching a man?
That's damn near being a cuck at that point.
Thank you.
No, I didn't think. Yeah.
I didn't even think of it that way. Omar just thought straight. Omar just went.
I just thought you wanted to see it. The dick. Yeah, I thought you just wanted to see the dick.
No, what? Why did
you? No, I'm saying if you were that type of person, you just wanted to see the dick.
Like, no, because you. But that you also want that to be
I'm like, in it for the dick.
Actually, that makes you. Doesn't that not make you a? What can I say on this?
A gay cuck?
Yeah, I was about to say. Doesn't that make you a gay cuck?
If you're looking at it for the gunk? Dick and you want to be. That sounds borderline racist. That sounds borderline racist.
Because if you a cuck watches a woman get fucked to get pleased because a woman is getting pleased, but in this scenario the man is getting pleased, so that makes you a gay cuck.
My thing is it's not even like a, it's not even
these are the real red pill conversations, chat.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
To me,
we're going viral on TikTok.
It's not even about the technique. Like they say, I just want to see how she does it. She's not even really sucking a dick. She's barely getting the tip. So you're really just watching a shaft.
You ain't watching no demons, bro. That's what that sounds like.
But that's the thing. That's what I'm saying. They're watching the pillow princesses get just the tip. And at that point, you're watching it for tip shaft balls. And you just like, hey, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I think you would better be watching like gay head where the real demons are. What? The real dick suckers are. Is that crazy? That crazy?
Wait. So, Omar, let me ask you a serious question. Do you feel like there are more demons? There are more demons in gay porn that give head, or tranny porn that give head?
Oh, head? Oh,
or head strictly? Gay porn.
I think it has to be gay porn. If women give better head to women than men do, men definitely suck a better dick than women do. Anything.
That's what I asked in the space the other week. Y'all thought I was weird.
Listen, man. Oh, well, Sage is finally here. Let's get Sage's opinion.
What are y'all talking about?
Ja like shit is so crazy, bro.
Sage, who's sucking a better dick? Women, gay men, or transgender men?
Bro, it's men. It's men, bro. It's not even close.
Yes, I think it's not even close. Hit that $4.99 to get into the Discord.
Hit that
$4.99, get into the Discord. We'll continue this conversation in there. Last but certainly not least, before we get into the meat and potatoes, this right here is a super chat. Elijah W. Dragon says, I'm trying to see Low smothered in baby oil though.
Is that you?
That better not be you. I'm literally firing you. Eli, this is you. I'm getting you fired. This is crazy.
What up, Mo? What up with you, Mo?
I fucking hate him too.
If, he's in the wrong mic, by the way.
I am?
If you if you have anything to say, we will stop. We will literally stop the podcast and read whatever your super chat is. Listen, man, I don't want to beat around the bush. Let's get into today's big news. I got something to share with y'all. I want to see how y'all are feeling about this. Y'all know I hate basketball, but
who was this?
I hate this dude, bro. I hate this dude.
Who is this? Everybody share. Stop.
Yo, this dude is left again.
I am so confused. Who is this?
It's Joy.
That's Joy.
Oh, this is Joy?
What's your thoughts?
I mean, like, wait.
Only a real one could tame me.
Only a real one could tame her? There's a fucking Russ poster in the wall. I don't think.
Low, what are your points? What's your thoughts?
Did Low leave too?
Are back?
What are his thoughs? I can't see because I'm on the.
I don't know.
I saw this picture and I was like, she must be talking about Russ. Okay.
Oh my gosh! All right, y'all ain't trying to pod.
Hey, yellow low, you called her a raccoon, didn't you? That's crazy. I forgot.
She is.
Damn, y'all ain't trying to.
Or at least she, or at least she raccoons from time to time.
Somebody called her.
Was that a raccoon type of picture?
This man Travis says there's a girl from my job that I find sexy. She has a boyfriend and I have a girlfriend. She looks like Paige Hurd. I stare at her when I'm at work.
Who's that?
Who's Paige Hurd?
Why are you staring at her too, nigga? You're weird.
You have a girlfriend. Go home.
Paige Hurd is with Tasha from Everybody Hates Chris. The young one with the nose, that's kind of weird.
A young one? What? What do you mean young
I'm saying like the young love interest from Everybody Hates Chris. She got a weird nose, though.
She's older now.
Weird nose is crazy.
She's older now. Let's not get into that. Listen, man.
Let's please not.
Breaking news, breaking news.
Y'all niggas is crazy.
Shams bomb. Shams.
This is the worst.
Hey man, Katie went into the office today. He put his dick on the table. Said, "Hey, either trade me, or you fire both Steve Nash and Sean Marks." All right.
Yo, that sounds.
Oh my god, this is nasty.
Yo, y'all niggas nasty.
You either trade me or you fire Steve Nash and Sean Marks. How many weeks before training camp? How many weeks before the season starts?
A month before training camp, 2 months before the season starts.
Who you think he won as coach? Derek Fisher or something like that? Like who you think
probably what's the man that used to be out in Coy Snyder? That's probably a good option actually.
I thought he chose Steve Nash, him and Kyrie.
If I'm not mistaken, that's what the rumors kind of piece together.
Yeah. That nigga want Ty Lue. Oh no, you know they want Mark Jackson.
They can't do Ty Lue.
They want Mark Jackson.
That'd be another pick, but whatever.
But yeah, I mean, that's really the news to report. Katie went, slammed his nuts on the table, said, "Hey, make these demands happen. If you can't make these demands happen, I'm gonna make something happen." Did he specify what that something is? I don't know. He didn't. Was I actually in there for the conversation? No. But what are our thoughts on Kevin Durant's most recent claims? Because it used to just be like, yo, trade me. But now he's letting Joe know, and Joe being the owner of the Nets, hey, you need to pick between these two.
He's still basically still saying trade me, though.
Yeah.
In the article, it was clearly laid out that Kevin Durant, like I've been saying and many other people have been saying for months now, that he's just not – built in this idea that, or he doesn't believe in the concept that the Nets are a contending team. And so he just wants out before it kind of just gets too out of control,
right?
Which the reason why I think a lot of people are like looking at KD kind of weird, because the part of the reason, if not the biggest reason why the team has gotten to where they are right now, is because of the decision that Durant and Irving made. So it contradicts a lot of things that they claim they didn't have control over. If they now have this type of control, it also completely, It's so unrealistic for somebody to come out when we're a month removed from training camp to make publicly known that I want to be tied directly to my coach and general manager losing their job, because Kenny Atkinson was fired and nobody hasn't really owned up to that. It's such a very bold move that I actually don't believe that it's a very realistic one, but it is very interesting that this is the route in which he decides to go into.
Is he saying he's going to sit out if they choose?
From what I heard, from my understanding, though, he's not going to sit out, but I think he's making it more pressing to.
He talked to Amari Stoudemire. Low talked to Amari Stoudemire, by the way. So
that's my sources say that as of today, no, Kevin Durant is not sitting out. No.
Oh, wow, sources.
So what was the point of the ultimatum? It sounds like.
Well, to me, it just sounds like he's basically, from my perspective, this is just from me, it sounds as if like he's just giving Kevin Durant, I mean, he's giving Josiah just an option that is not that very realistic, just for him to still essentially reiterate that, yo, I want out. So it'd be almost as if, like I said, hey, man, put me on the next podcast episode, and I'm going to just spaz out. Or if Omar just says, cut me from the podcast. And he's like, okay, well, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? And then Omar says something ridiculous like, give me $1 billion. Like, it's such an unrealistic option that it's like, okay, I guess I'm going to have to cut you from the podcast. And some people believe that they actually will
fire Joe. I'm all over the place. They will fire Sean Marks and Steve Nash. But the reality is, like, what does that actually solve? What does that do for the organization? Who are their replacements? We're too deep into the offseason for him to do that and there to be a realistic answer out of it. So it doesn't make any sense.
Just saying. I don't think KD, he probably realizes it. And I don't think, we talked earlier, me, you, and Amari. I don't think that he thinks this through. Like, he doesn't think this through. Like, what do you think would happen if a team would fire their GM, president of basketball operations, and coach a month before training camp starts? First of all, who's conducting the interview for the next guy?
Yeah.
At that point, like, who at that point will be conducting the interview? Because it's not Joe. I think Joe Tsai. I think he does, like, what does he do? Bitcoin
or something like that.
It's just Tsai. Just Joe Tsai. Oh, Joe Tsai. My bad.
Yes, his first name is not Joe.
His first name is the whole name type shit.
I thought his name was Joe Tsai. Or Joe Tsai.
It's not a tut. It's just my bad.
Yeah, this dude is nice. But when I spell it, no, I'm playing. Okay, so he's the chairman at Alibaba. But like, what is he like, who is conducting this interview? Is it him? Like,
I mean, it might as well, to be honest with you. Yeah, it's crazy because
a lot of people
are kind of upset because it's like y'all been pulling the strings this entire time. So why are y'all upset? Essentially like you might as well just fire yourself because you don't make the decisions anyway. So you mad at him just to actually be mad at him doing the things that you told him to do? That doesn't make any sense.
That's what I'm saying. They don't want any accountability.
Yeah. But aren't they scapegoating, saying they didn't want Steve Nash as head coach? Because I've been hearing a lot about that.
That's the belief. But then if you just go back and listen to how they were speaking, and granted, this is public, so they're not going to bash the hiring if they didn't really like him. But if you go back and just listen to both Kevin Durant, Kyrie, we're talking about Nash publicly on media networks, and also even just how they talked about Steve Nash, the acquisition, the hire, on KD's podcast, it was almost as if like they were all behind it 100%. And why even hire somebody in Steve Nash who has no experience unless you have some type of relationship with somebody in the ball club, which he did with Kevin Durant. So that's the dots that are being connected there with the relationship between KD and Nash. And
the only thing they've even said opposite of that is we don't need a coach. So why do you need a new one?
No. I guess, right? Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah.
None of the fucking net shit makes sense, bro. KD's too old to be doing this. Not even just like maturity wise, but literally, like as Souls was mentioning, it's not like he's gonna sit out. He's like 34. You gonna sit out and push retirement? No. So I don't even know what this is about. Brooklyn, just fire the people that are in charge at this point, and that's Kyrie and KD. I don't understand what's going. I don't understand all this drama that's dragged out. Maybe they're just bored. Maybe they can't accept the fact that they lost, but like it's actually ridiculous, bro. They've literally made their bed and then it's kind of girly, not calling them bitches, chat, because we know what internet do, but it's girly as fuck that now they don't want to lay in it and like accept, like they didn't like who they chose, and now they just backpedaling. It's weird.
Sean Marks is
I guess this is breaking right now. This is the last 3 minutes. Josiah just tweeted out, "Our front office and coaching staff have my support. We'll make decisions in best interest of the Brooklyn Nets." So it sounds as if like he's standing firm on he's not also going to budge, which from my understanding, that was going to happen anyway. Josiah's always been on the side of Sean Marks, which is the reason why they didn't give Kyrie that fully guaranteed contract. If that was the case, Josiah would have just overrode Sean Marks and gave him that fully guaranteed. So, yeah, it seems like from everything I keep reading, everything I understand, and what I keep hearing from my sources, Kevin Durant will be traded.
Why you didn't let me do my siren when it was breaking news?
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
Can we get a low bomb, B-Souls?
This is a low bomb? This
this is a crazy. Now, that's a crazy
drop low the bomb. Drop the bomb.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. No, that's crazy.
I don't even know what to say to that, man. I've had a long day.
Somebody clip that. Send that to Lowe so when he streams throughout the season, he can just drop that.
I am not dropping that.
W soundboard. You know what's fucked up, though? Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna ask. I mean, what do they do here? Like, who?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Like, all of this, the reason why I think it's a bunch of bullshit is because when you really think, I understand y'all like the trade machine shit. KD ain't like, where can he go that a team would do what's required to get him unless his stock was that low? Because off the dome, Denver, if they said,
you know where, come on, bro. Go ahead.
Shut up, Denver, if they said, fuck it, Jamal Murray just got hurt, MPJ, we're scared of you, your injury history, blah blah blah. Pack up the other shit. Outside of that, Boston, like for example, Souls wants him.
I know you want Jalen Brown. I know Brooklyn Nets. I know Brooklyn wants him. Come on, bro. Come
not
on.
Enough for just Kevin Durant. Like, I look,
it's gonna be enough. No cap.
We smoked hella Nets pack. Quote, quote. Is not enough. JB and Grant Williams are not a peak package.
It's gonna be enough, Sage.
It's gonna have to be enough.
And that's the problem.
Sorry, you can't get Marcus Smart, bro. No one else is gonna offer you what you want. We're giving you Jalen Brown. Take it, bro.
What's stopping him from sitting out? Because I think if he was, what is he playing for at this point? Like, truly, the money, honestly, and that's what Charles Barkley said. They make too much money. It doesn't matter anymore. I know that's a good heaping amount of money, but they make too much money. He ain't playing for a ring this year. Okay.
Playing for the game. As crazy as that sounded. No.
Well, KD does only sleep basketball, though.
Like, putting all bullshit aside. Like, I know these niggas make a ton of money, and I understand niggas ain't out here with the same 80s and early 90s mentality of basketball. But these dudes still love the game of basketball. They still spend a majority of their lives where they're playing basketball. Playing and training basketball. These niggas love it. So he's not going to sit because he's still chasing greatness. He's still chasing accolades. He's still building his legacy. And it's more than just rings to build your legacy when you want to be mentioned with the greats.
And that's really the belief around the league is that Kevin Durant is still going to play. I've talked to my sources and they said that, you know, he's too much. He's too much involved with basketball. That is who he is as a person. Even if he doesn't get traded before the season starts, it's definitely looking like he's going to be traded by the deadline. The problem, though, is that as we continue to push this on, you don't want to have another Van Gundy, Dwight Howard type of situation where it's this awkward confrontation between coaches and players. That's all.
Oh, man.
He's not a real one. If he's a real one, he'll sit down, but I understand what everybody's saying. He's just talking. Like he's truly just talking. He's just talking like fuck.
Like, can you imagine if they actually you can't imagine it, right? But imagine if they actually said, "All right, Kevin, you matter so much so you've only been with us for 4 years. We're gonna fire the whole front office for you." Do you know the domino effect that could potentially have for the rest of the NBA? I ain't gonna lie. Everybody's acting like a bitch or just making stupid decisions for themselves at that point. If you're loyal to bad employers, you're just being stupid. Otherwise, you can literally fire people that are above you in job status just because you're good. It doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
The other aspect about it is the trade value of Kevin Durant has just dropped. Everybody is kind of just looking at it to where like Biso said, like, yeah, at the end of the day, like, this is what we're gonna have to get for him because of obviously the where we are right now in the off season. But the more and more information that gets out, the less leverage that the Brooklyn Nets end up having. And so if we all know this and we know that it's inevitably going to come, and you're saying as we just broke with a Josiah tweet that he's going to stick beside his coaching staff and his decision that they made as an organization from the front office standpoint, then at that point, everybody else knows this. I predict that there will be a trade happening before the season begins. It probably won't be for as massive as a haul as a lot of people predicted because of the whole Rudy Gobert trade, but he's going to get traded. And it wouldn't be surprising if he ends up in Miami or Boston, to be quite frank.
I'm looking at
I told you, bro. I told you.
Lowe isn't crazy. The landlord of the future.
No, hey, it's not just Lowe.
Bro could be a fucking. The
streets are saying it.
Lowe and Lowe's source.
My thing is, I'm looking at their staff and executives and stuff like that. Like, if you fire Steve Nash and Sean Marks, the next people that have like the most tenure in basketball would be like Jacques Vaughn, Tiago Splitter, Royal Ivy.
Splitter.
Royal Ivy and like Mike Fratello, the TV guy.
The color analyst. Tiago Splitter and Ivy, especially Splitter, more than likely will leave when Nash is gone because he was part of the Ravine.
No, I'm just saying, oh, you saying they would just quit type shit?
I mean, that's normal what happens. Jacques Vaughn is the only one who's been there since the Kenny Atkinson days. So I don't think that any of those other assistants would stay.
What I'm saying is, like, is Josiah going to Royal Ivy and saying, all right, my guy, we got to do some interviews for coaching. You got to conduct them. Because I ain't going to lie. All I know is about Alibaba.
I agree.
I'll be sitting courtside with Hov and B.
But that's the reason why the Josiah tweet doesn't surprise me, which is why I said earlier, even before it.
I didn't know shit about basketball.
The request of Kevin Durant was so out of the blue and so unnecessary that it's still just going to result in him getting traded. Because it's not a realistic ask. I'm gonna demand my coach to get fired a month before training camp and my general manager to get fired a month before training camp. And it's not as if like the Brooklyn Nets have had a horrible offseason this year. Yeah, they lost Bruce Brown, but they brought in TJ Warren, who I think is a solid pickup. They also brought in what's my man name? The guard. I'm blanking right now.
I am too. I'm about to look him up.
But they brought in some quality players. So it's not as if like they just did a horrible job trying to restructure the roster and add a little bit more depth to them. So it's not like they did bad. It's just that it's only so much that I can do from a front office standpoint. It's only so much.
Did they get Royce?
Royce O'Neal. Yeah, that's
they got Royce. Maybe Gorin. I don't care about Gorin though. But
So they did a fine job. It's just what are you supposed to do?
Yeah. I feel like if Kyrie, and these are big ifs, if Kyrie and KD are healthy and they're just consistently playing and bought in, this is still a really good team.
Facts.
But I was gonna bring up the and this was definitely devil's advocate. I don't think it happens, especially the way Kyrie is. But if you're Sean Marks or whoever, Joe, and at some point you're like, bruh, yeah, I didn't know his name. I ain't gonna cap. The fuck? But
how you make it worse, bro? Joseph.
That nigga is not American, bro. I'm gonna let y'all know right
I'm
now.
I'm not a xenophobe, y'all. I like Xenoverse too, but that's it.
He's just uninformed.
Uninformed.
This nigga say he likes the Xenoverse. Yo, get Sage out of here. This nigga is.
But seriously, all bits aside, bro. Like, what about just looking him in the eye and being like, bro, you're a net, and that's it, bro. Like, the bar is Jaylen Brown. The bar is an injured Jamal Murray. Devin Booker, potentially even. And they said no to that. It's like, bro, I'm not trading Kevin Durant for this. Even to the non-hezzy tween guys, Kevin Durant's still at bare minimum a top 10 talent in the league. And it's just like, no, bro. Nah, not trading. I'm not trading
Hawks,
this.
The Hawks got DeJounte Murray. Now you sleep.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
Let me read some of these stories.
My bad.
Big Zuber says, Sage,
not leaving again, but
who out of the panel would you let clap your cheeks in order 1 to 4?
No.
Sage, what did you say about that picture that we put up at the beginning of the pod, the joy picture? What
were your comments? I didn't see that picture.
Oh, okay. I'll pull it up again in a second. Hold on. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Darius Cornbread says, Joy, all right, but I'm more enticed by the fact that Russell Westbrook averaged a triple-double.
I have no comments. This is not. I'm not trying to participate in this.
I go be Cam. I go by Cam.
I go be Cam. Come on, man.
Hey, man, y'all can definitely hit space bar in your usernames. Y'all just playing.
Bro made a gamer tag.
Thanks. accidentally called myself Brian Jr. in Discord. Gotta beat these allegations. I will never be a level 50 Brian Touchgrass. An African 2.0. Crazy how it took years for KD to ruin an entire organization. RIP Nets future. If we had to throw just an idea, just wild guesses from everybody. What do y'all think that the Brooklyn Nets season looks like this year? No wrong guess.
They need to rebuild. That's they should. Oh well, you're saying what do I think they're gonna do?
Yeah,
I
what think do you think's gonna happen?
They're gonna try to tough it out with KD and Kyrie this year, and they're gonna walk.
I think they're going to blow it up, to be honest with you. I think the ownership like really wants to have a team they're proud of, even if that cost them Kyrie and KD. And KD will be a Celtic. No, that's my prediction.
Of course it is. Of course.
Can't stand this guy.
Yes!
I'm actually a little nasty with it because I think it'll be midseason. They say fuck it. But I do think Kevin Durant will ultimately get packed up. Kyrie, I don't know because that Russ trade.
Kyrie will be traded.
I hope, but that Russ trade is so ass, bro. And I'm a Lakers fan. I can't even see it. But, yeah, and I think there will be pray to God Ben Simmons is good thing going on in Brooklyn. Otherwise, they're fucked. I don't see no good rebuild out of it.
Is your sources saying anything about Westbrook? Is that's the real question?
Nah, I have to be honest with you. Trying to get information out of
Westbrook
the
and Simmons.
I can't imagine.
From my understanding, whatever team Westbrook goes to, he'll get bought out. So that's not like going to happen.
That's possible.
It's hard to get information out of the Laker / LeBron camp that is legitimate because them niggas they just either lie to people or they just send smoke screens and misdirect people. So
basically.
But me personally, huh?
I'm hit up Shub. See if he has. You know what I'm
I thought you said.
See if he has some insider sources.
What about to say?
They said the Lakers. Go ahead.
I'm the other part I was gonna say is that Ben is gonna be a Ben Simmons rant team. Ben Simmons is shooters, bro.
Who is on that team to call them shooters?
Joe Harris, Seth Curry, Royce O'Neal, T.J. Warren.
They going to run
Gorman. Oh, yeah, they get okay. T.J. Warren is who they picked. T.J. Warren.
They have shooters. And whatever you're gonna get out of the Kyrie and KD situation, like they will just put all their faith in the Ben Simmons thing. And even I mean, if Ben Simmons, Jaylen Brown, and a bunch of shooters, that's not the worst thing in the world.
It's a solid 8-9 playing.
Look at this nigga B-Souls. Like, yeah, it's not.
Man, B-Souls, what do you think is going to happen if you get KD, bro? Fuck it. Like, what happens now? Like, you have KD and Tatum, what happens, bro?
We're winning a championship. The fuck?
No, since he's gone, real quick.
Come on, bro.
Okay. No, you might as well go back.
Sage, God.
Comments?
This dude.
Oh, it's comments?
It's a nice picture. What do you want me to say? What is this, the low joy beef part two or something?
No, I just asking you how you felt about the picture. It's a nice picture. Know. Okay. Is you rate
that
like
picture, Sage?
Yeah, rate. I mean, would you rate it? Like,
rate it? It's nothing like wow, but it's like a 7-8. It's cool.
So you would rate her an 8.
What are you trying to do? what is happening? But
she a 8, but she a Russ fan.
This nigga is, you are so disgusting. You are literally the most disgusting person I know. All
right, man,
what he drank today, bro?
I got a
bounce. He's good.
I can only do 30 minutes of this. I'm gonna catch y'all later, man.
Damn.
Thank you,
legend of
Wolfie.
Nah, for sure, man. Stop coming in the mic, bro. Please. Like, fuck.
Why are you holding the mic like that?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know if y'all can hear. I don't know what's distance. Real quick before you go. Before you go.
No, it's just the way you holding that shit is crazy.
The DeJounte Murray Paolo thing. Is DeJounte Murray a bitch?
I don't want to say he a bitch. I just think he OD'd. All
right, bye. Bye. Say
blow back out or something.
That was fake. That was fake.
No, that was fake.
He said no, no, no.
That was
he
real
said
or fake.
He said
blow your back out?
Yes, he said that.
That was fake, bro. No,
He said it.
Check that was the crazy. I saw it
on Twitter. I thought it was funny, and I was like,
he said the story. He said, Paolo, blow your back out.
That was fake. That was fake.
Yeah, it's fake. Okay. That's funny, though. All right, man.
Oh, Elijah Dragon's right there. Go ahead.
That's not. Bye, low. Listen, man, speaking of folks that are just talking, Pablo Banchero. Let me be clear.
Yo, why are we trolling today, bro?
I actually really, really respect Paolo. he's been showing a lot this summer. I know we're not looking too much in the summer league, but just some of the stuff he's been saying, his actions and stuff. And like Draymond said, he wants to win. Simple as that. And I think that that's what what's that team down there? Orlando? They're missing a lot of that. But Paolo Banchero and
Slender Cole Anthony now.
Dejounte Murray, they get into some beef. And apparently if it's beef with Dejounte Murray, he's going to make it sausage. Pro-Am game in Seattle. You can see that Dejounte Murray's getting a little disrespectful. Let me show you a little clip.
Yeah, I'm not caught up on the real life shit.
Oh, Dejounte Murray's just been doing too much, to be honest with you.
Okay.
That's debatable.
All right, dude drives. Oh, come on, man.
No, there's another clip too.
That's nothing.
There's another clip of him like going off the Yeezy on someone and then just yamming it. I don't know if that's on Paolo or not.
No. He did the fake on Paolo, like fake behind his back type shit. Paolo turned and looked. Then he threw it off the glass and then dunked it. That's the clip everybody's talking about.
B-Souls is talking about the other clip where dude is playing. And that one's in the Jamal Crawford one where dude is playing him at half court. I got it pulled up right here. Let me just because honestly, I think he's tweaking. And
bro thinks he thinks he's the professor, bro. Like, what's going on?
Yeah,
he's doing it for the bitches. He in ATL now.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah, he's doing that for ATL. What's the problem? That's it. I don't need to talk no more. He's doing it for ATL. That's it.
I'm so confused on what the problem is.
He trying to make a name for himself in Atlanta. That's it.
He's doing too much.
It's not even doing too much. You know what it is? This nigga just made the All-Star game last year. At a certain point, you know, in each of these professional players' lives, there's moments where they realize there's levels to this shit. And that nigga hit a new level last year. That was the most success he had in a year, probably his best year of his career. Nigga's smelling his nuts right now. So he's letting his nuts hang against a bunch of these YouTube basketball players, Drew League legends, J crossover all-stars, YMCA bullies. He's just busting ass. I don't know.
Omar, play that clip one more time, bro. This is what Dom defines as letting his nuts hang. Omar, play that clip one more time, bro.
Yeah, dude literally.
I'm letting my nuts hang.
Dude literally has a job.
Come on, bro.
He has way more than that ulterior motive.
Dude is in middle management, and Dejounte Murray's doing all
this. And he's treating him like this. And he's treating him like this. He's treating like he works middle management.
I understand what you're saying.
What is that?
Nah.
I'm letting my nuts hang. I'm an NBA All-Star. Yeah. What the fuck? Come on, bro.
Like you could definitely show that you that guy in a million and a half other ways.
All I hear is a bunch of niggas out here with they Nindo way and shit talking about some
respect JW here.
This nigga's out here just dropping niggas off. I find nothing wrong with it.
I'm not saying nothing wrong with it. I'm saying, bro, doing it to make a name for himself or Atlanta hoes. That's it.
No, he's with Young Boy's ex.
Oh wow, I thought that was fake too. Damn.
No. He
about to die today.
What's good?
Yo, get your moves off the screen.
Oh fuck!
I'm a fake tough guy, Aki. Really?
I'm gonna keep it real, bro. I don't know. You be.
Shut up.
Yeah, I'm gonna say don't play else. Let me read these couple of super chats before we get into it. Unk. Okay, how many times you change your name?
God damn it.
Says she's a 9, but she refuses to get a job or pay for anything in the household.
So she's only a 9 to start off with. I mean, 9's high, but she's a 9. She's not even a 10.
What's a 9 though? Because like
right.
Rihanna might be able to pull that one off. I ain't even gonna lie. E3 down says, Sage, if you can live in one anime. What would it be? Naruto, DBZ, One Piece, Bleach, or Attack on Titan?
What the fuck? Okay.
Three down is always going
to
change it.
To answer it quickly, Attack on Titan, Suicide, Dragon Ball if I'm strong as shit, otherwise hell no. Don't know Bleach, don't know One Piece, and Naruto if I'm not a ninja, sure. If I'm a ninja, no. So I'd say Dragon Ball going to my head because that's just on Frieza. He blows the planet up, I die. If not, I don't care.
You don't feel like, yeah, Naruto, like, they have, like, the most normal life.
Nah, but if you're a ninja, you're cooked. Like, you're actually going, you're going to do one random mission, and then Itachi's just like, yeah, bro, GG's.
No one forces people to be a ninja, though. That's the thing.
That's a good point. And if I'm not a ninja, that's a problem at that point.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a you problem.
How many of the, like, regular civilians, like, can actually do ninjutsu, but they just, like, you know. they work in a ramen shop or something like that.
Like, I want to be the ramen guy, bro. Like, I don't want to fight fucking.
Yeah, I'll just do this. Maybe.
Nah, how
let me do these taxes, bro.
Yeah, like, there's probably one motherfucker that can fuck with Sasuke and Naruto, and he's just like, yeah, bro. I just want to be a lawyer. I just want to be a fucking lawyer, bro.
No, no. Can you imagine when Payne when Payne dropped that fucking bomb on niggas? The motherfucker just stepped outside the business store. Just should have been a ninja. I should have done more.
To combat.
Hey, nah, really, really broke a teleport. He teleported out of village and was like, "Damn, bro,
damn,
I could have made a difference." Them. I could have made a difference.
Going to the sand village.
Yeah. My cabbages. Fuck. just saying, man.
WTG says W Pod is
always. What the fuck? I'm giving moderate ass work. Pause.
You're nasty. You're nasty.
Pause. What the fuck? That's Mr. crazy.
Rice says, Sage, you kind of look like Nathaniel. Not going to lie.
Wami Warrior.
Hey, shout out the Wami.
I don't even get that. Warrior. I don't even get that.
I barely get it, but nobody knew, does. Because, all right, so live thought when he tweeted, I said, why the fuck did he tweet me? So I was like, 5 minutes later, I'm like, why the fuck did he tweet me? Let me text him. And then I'm like, okay, what is last count? Seen it. I said, yep, it's this. And then, hey, like, I'm not going to act like I knew it was on the way 20 minutes early or something, but like in the last possible second, I was like, he's doing a bit, and it's probably this one. And then I saw the tweet. Yeah. Say, yeah, block him. Get him out of here.
You Nathaniel B. For real.
Hey, real quick. Speaking of Nathaniel B's, we got a big MSIP that got a special thing he wants to do real quick, guys. Oh, just bear with us. Malcolm Melvin.
We Lord, saw you doing? Do that. No. We saw you do that.
What do you mean?
You literally.
What the fuck? Is that a lawnmower?
Are you shaving?
He had to have lost it there or something. This is crazy.
He definitely did.
I gotta see the face.
You might look good after this. Hold on now.
Bro, hold on.
We gotta shave all of it except
for the soul patch.
I thought he was gonna leave a goatee.
I ain't gonna lie. You finna have hella ingrown hairs. You're shaving this nasty, nigga.
Damn. Yeah. No cap. I'm low key cringing. Fuck. I'm low key cringing.
Hold on.
That's 1,400 people in this bitch watching you.
That's crazy.
You a freak,
bro.
We hurry up and get it.
It's a bet in the Discord.
It's reverse. It's reverse. All right.
Listen, what did he lose? What was the bet?
The bet is that after he shaves his beard, he'll look like Jason Peters in the face. But that's the bet. But the reason he's doing this, we have a paid Discord fantasy football league, and Big M pussied out. He wanted to leave the league, and you know we can't jump you out, so you had to get a punishment because the loser of the league is going to have a punishment. So yeah,
preach y'all Bloods and Crips. You can't lead a gang that easy, nigga.
Stop right there. That's where you stop. Just leave it like that. Okay.
Ew, why is your mustache looks
weird.
Gross?
You're weird.
Ew.
Hi!
No. Shave the mustache too, nigga. Only the soul patch is left. Yeah, shave the stash too.
Your shaving is so nasty.
Yeah.
It's reversed.
You look like you got a 5 o'clock shadow. Ugh. You don't even. Oh, nah, man. Clean this up when you get off camera. Clean this up when you get off camera, bro.
All right, that's all I can do. I got to clean
that up. Clean that out.
This is not good.
Also, why didn't you shave it with, like, something underneath your lap?
I got a towel right here.
Oh, all right.
But, all right, that's it.
All right, gangy. That's tough. Get him out of here. I don't want to see you no more.
Fuck.
Damn, that's Nathaniel B for real.
Yeah, no cap. My food here.
I guess last clip before we talk about the Deonte Murray thing for real.
Been here.
Look at this name. Okay. Well, be so. Let's rock out. You know, the two man or something? I don't know how you do this. Last clip with the Deonte Murray thing. I want to show. This is the thing that really started the commotion.
I'm jumping. Got him looking. Come here. Hey! You're little. You're little. What's the problem? I love it. Got him jumping. He a rookie. Look at him. Don't jump with me.
What did Paolo say to this?
Nothing.
He didn't say nothing. Paolo. Paolo's a good guy. He's a good guy. He lets his game do all the talking.
He kept it basketball. Yeah.
So, but apparently he was popping that first round pick stuff. He was talking about him being first round or first pick overall in the draft, X, Y, and Z. And Paolo just responded to DeJounte Murray's Instagram post saying, like, yo, bro, y'all had to double me all game. Y'all sent doubles all game guard me. I ain't gonna lie. If DeJounte Murray, damn, this nigga is aggressive. If DeJounte Murray, like, because he said an Instagram post, like, yo, get out there to these kids so they can watch you guys play and all this stuff, NBA players. If this is what you want fans to see, bro, act like you've been there. I hate to sound like one of them dudes. You look annoying, bro.
Yeah, this is where I thought the debate was gonna go.
I hate to be this guy too, but I'm with Omar more than Dom on this one, y'all. To be honest, bro, it's like I'm all for having fun. I'm a king of bits, but it's just corny to me. It's corny to me. It's kind of corny because it's like the entire league could do this to people like that. So you doing it?
Yeah, it can.
Anyway, yeah, like,
not the follow, not the follow.
I thought we were talking about the clip where he was doing to like the not no disrespect, but like people we don't fucking know talking about them. But most NBA talents, if not everybody, if we're gonna be technical, most NBA guards.
You're saying Denzel Valentine though? Denzel Valentine was playing against better comps. That Jamal Crawford league is different.
It's still a pro-am league at the end of the day. Yes, I will say the Drew League is probably hands down the best pro-am league, but it's not like Denzel Valentine was out there against potential NBA players. It was Frank Nitti, the same Frank Nitti that let like LiAngelo Ball drop 52 left-hand, right-hand post-fade layups all game. It's not like Frank Nitti is just this demon. Frank Nitti ended Denzel Valentine's career. The whole thing, my own point coming from this is, these are NBA players playing in these pro-am leagues. Lord knows the gang of shit these niggas are talking on the court and all this. It's one thing if LeBron James or Kevin Durant pulls up to the local YMCA or the local Planet Fitness, 24-hour fitness, or some local gym, and it's just random niggas getting their warm-ups in, and they're doing all this. These are pro-am leagues, niggas that at some level take basketball more serious than the average guy at your gym at 6 a.m. trying to get cardio in. So these niggas have a little bit more pride. Who knows? DeJounte Murray's been in the NBA for how long? And this is the first time we're seeing him exude any kind of behavior like this. This isn't like he's
No, it's not.
When have we seen this before? When is he?
We just haven't known because he's been in San Antonio.
But he's popped off before on like that Harden play where he tried to push Harden. Nah, it's not to this extent. I'll say that. But there's that play where he tried to bitch Harden. I ain't gonna lie. If I'm one of them pro-am niggas that has to get up at like 7 tomorrow to commute to work, I'm pulling out the stick. You think you finna do this to me and not get? Yeah, nah, ain't no what. I got Tech Nines. All right, nigga.
I got Tech Nines is wild.
Honestly, I think what DeJounte was doing was corny, but I don't like it. Is what it is. Like, yeah, I don't have a problem. Yeah, I don't care. I don't have a problem with it. I am a little curious about why he reacted so strong to Paolo's Instagram post.
That's what I'm worried about. On the court, it's fine. One more time. On the court, it's okay, I guess, to an extent. You're lame, though, because we've been here before. But, and Lil E's talking about Omar Bum. I got this, though. On the court, it's fine. When you get up on Instagram and you post things like this.
I'll put your back out, little boy. Just wait. This is a crazy fake tweet, bro. Who even comes up with a funny fake tweet like that, bro?
That shit is hilarious.
No, when you start tweeting stuff like that, bro, nah, he ain't do that, bro. Hold on.
That shit is funny, bro.
That nigga's not about to give me ball sack.
I pray it's real. I mean, it's not, but I want it to be.
No, the one where he's talking about...
It's my truth.
The one that he talked about unfollowing... The unfollowing on the gram, like Paolo apparently unfollowed him on the gram and pointed out the fact that he doubled and all this, like he sent doubles at him. And then DeJounte talking about, you tried to flex that number one pick shit on me when I've been rooting for you when you was a kid asking a rebound for you or whatever. Like, okay, it sounded like it was simple trash talk from Paolo, who then proceeded to just play basketball. And then DeJounte took it to all this woggledy-woggledy.
I'm about to say, if he's a number one pick, he can also flex that. I don't know why DeJounte can do all this, bouncing the ball on people's head, but he can't flex the fact that he's a number one pick.
I mean, you can't.
Also, two of those things don't have to do with Paolo. Him bouncing off the little white kid's head who literally just trying to hoop. And other bro, come on, bro. All right, bro. I got this, though. That's what it's going to be.
I don't care about the shit talk. I don't know how relevant that response is, but I don't care about the shit talk. Niggas hated Chet for talking shit. I don't even know Chet like that, but I ain't care. I'm like, shit, Chet, I thought Chet was fucking cool once he started talking shit. So in terms of shit talk, I don't care. But in terms of the actions on the court, again, corny, but don't care.
What you eating right now, Sage? What's the DoorDash tonight?
Chick-fil-A.
Give you a bun?
Spicy. Yeah. I made sure of it. Spicy sandwich. Not the deluxe. Yeah, bacon and pepper jack. No pickles. I ain't feel like pickles today, but I fuck with pickles. I don't care.
Not the deluxe. Why not the deluxe?
Because I ain't feel like having lettuce and tomato. I wanted bacon.
All right.
I didn't want lettuce and tomato. I didn't want afraid of veggies. This is crazy.
That's not true. This is crazy.
Oh, vegetables. All right, Sage. Dang.
If a tomato's on it, I can't eat it.
You know what's crazy? Bro. When I do my morning shit.
But if you
shit,
put Tito's on it, let me.
to the bunk what y'all saying right now. In the morning, if I want to be healthy, I get the grilled sandwich, the grilled biscuit jump, and I get the little yogurt jump. Yeah, that shit good. With hash browns. I need hash
Chat about a spam vegetable emoji.
Hey, I'm not even mad.
Vegetables.
That's funny, though. That's funny.
I hate to be that guy right about now. But, yo, it's 1400 in here. Sub up. Wow. Subscribe up. That's all I'm going to say. Just say it once.
Damn, if y'all miss basketball, just say something.
Also, man, let's acknowledge the Instagram, bro. 4 posts? 5 posts? 3 with 100K?
Y'all saw Loden congratulate us for 100K, bro.
Oh.
Niggas not your niggas for real, bro. You know how that is.
Your own blood brother, bro. I baked him a whole cake when he crossed 100K.
Is that true?
Yeah, that's actual factuals for real.
Didn't you forget his birthday card, like, in that room you're in right now?
Yeah, I did. I definitely forgot it. I opened it on pod, but it's okay. We always got this.
Big ups to my boys. Let's keep it a buck. You know, we joke around a lot, but it's all love from us at Hoop Concessions. Big ups to B Souls, Omar, Sage, and
ups. Hey, yo, bro, I don't want that.
Big
I want
ups.
I want the Bino congratulations. That's what I want. I want Bino to congratulate me on video.
Nah,
and then I
need to go Bells. I need to go Bells on video giving me a congratulations. No cap.
Hey, y'all see it?
Nobody wanted theirs? Like, congratulations?
Nah, I'm good.
yo, Darius, send yours to me.
This guy.
I don't know what these clips are. They're always so small. I hope I play the right one, but let's get into the next thing.
What celebrity would you want to be a pet to?
Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, that's a good one. Why Megan Thee Stallion?
Well, we don't have to talk about that. Okay?
Yo, he's weird.
Why are you saying so fast?
Yeah. He said it fast. He is married, I think. I think that's his wife.
There's no way he had that.
No. He said it fast.
She has to be on the bucket list. That's why. Like,
yeah, gotta be.
And plus, what is wife gonna do? Leave him? That's the Rock, bro. That's the
fucking
Rock.
Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, that's Dwayne Johnson.
I'm gonna do better than Dwayne Johnson.
Also, what party gonna do? No cap.
Yeah. Oh well, so that's it's interesting that you said
party
that.
Party gonna walk up on him.
It's interesting that you said that. Party did respond. Party did respond to The Rock about the making.
There is yes, no way.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yo, people are
bored. Yes. Yes.
Unless it's about to be a troll, people are bored. This is about to be crazy. No way.
Party's son, Fontaine, responded. He says, all our dogs is named after numbers. Just teach your wife to use seasoning. You'll be all right. Moana is the shit, though.
What?
Please tell me that's fake.
What?
No, he said that.
His comeback is the fact that The Rock's wife can't cook?
Or am I
missing the, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
What
I was hoping Moana it was at least funny. Yeah, yeah, that just sounds like racist.
Well, he was in Moana. He was in Moana, but...
Okay, true. Yeah, he was the big guy in Moana.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I just see Moana.
It felt a bit racist.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is this?
This is his response over here to the right.
Is this real? Oh.
All our dogs... Oh, let me make sure there's no porn on the left. Oh, yeah. All right, yeah. All our dogs are named after pets. I don't... I'm glad you knew you had to compliment The Rock at the end, though. Because you didn't even stand 10 toes to Tori. I know you're not standing 10 toes to The Rock.
What does Party do?
Oh, he makes... No, he makes music.
No, I'm genuinely asking. What does he do?
He makes
Party
music.
Next Door or other guys. No. Yeah, I don't know these celebrities.
Partisan Fontaine.
I don't know who that is.
He is nobody.
No offense to bro. Hey, you know you can ego me back, bro. Like I ain't got clout, but
who's better, him or the motherfucker that was with Nicki Minaj before she was with Meek Mill? You know what I'm
Safari?
Talking about?
Safari
got more clout.
Party
better? I don't know.
Party's better than Safari? Is he?
Yeah.
I gotta check him out.
Party is Party has written a lot.
I've always looked at him like fucking Kevin Federline, bro.
I gotta check him out.
Check him out is crazy. So he wrote.
Told you to
so he's out. He wrote like a lot of Cardi B stuff. He wrote some Kanye West stuff. He wrote some G Eazy stuff. He
such
wrote
a
some
wild
Ed-
three.
He wrote. It gets crazy.
Wait.
It gets crazy.
And G Easy. And then G Easy. You had me at first.
Wait,
Damo, got a U for that shit. No,
Damo, I'm telling you, it gets crazy. He also wrote for Ed Sheeran. So I like, yeah, he, you know, he's got some hits on his belt.
Damo, how do you feel about the Discord saying they are embarrassed to listen to Ed Sheeran after that one game we played?
Oh fuck!
You do understand that the type of people we have in our Discord, it's not a lot of real men in there.
Oh God!
I'm not surprised.
I don't know about y'all niggas.
It's a couple of real men in the Discord.
Name names
of who's real men.
Yeah, like you two real men, and then two.
You know who you are. If you felt the need to bark back. Sound like a hit dog hollering.
Don't say that. Because then the dog gonna start commenting. Bark. You said bark, Dad? I'll bark for you.
No, yo, did we talk about when the dog popped up on Twitter Spaces? Have we talked about that on pod yet? Oh my God. The fucking Damo's dog account on Twitter Spaces popped up. Me and MK was going back and forth about something. And all I kept hearing is, MK, you can shut the fuck up. I don't care what that was. MK, shut up. MK, you can just leave. I'm like, bro, who the fuck is... What is this? I look.
But they weren't going back aggressively for real, though. They weren't even going back hard. It was just...
It was a simple conversation. He came up there barking.
You bitch, shut up. I hate you. Why is she always here? I was like, even Damo was like, damn, bro, like, what's going? Can we resolve this? Like, what's going on here? Like, what the fuck? This shit is crazy.
I'm like, bro, what is? Yo, you good? No, I'm not good. Cause every time everybody having a good time, MK's just here. Like, why are you? I'm
like, not like a presence. Oh my God.
No, I got you. MK, talk to me now. I'm like, yo, I did not.
I remember Rez did that one time.
Crazy.
This nigga Damo was damn near like, I mean, MK is a part of the community. I just don't understand why you're going so hard, but it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, when Dom starts acting fucking SJW, all right, bro, you're weird. You're not even wilding. You're just doing something off.
Cruz wants to know, based off of that Rock clip, who, what celebrity dog would we be?
See, you see how we're not nasty. You see how we didn't just say a name immediately like the fucking Rock?
Let me think about this first. Jeanette McCurdy. Jeanette McCurdy.
What the? Why Jeanette McCurdy? Not that she's ugly or nothing, but why? Right.
I mean, I feel like she's cool people. She got some stuff that she could, that she's got, you know, fleshed out now because her mom is dead.
She don't even like
Mom. Plus, she can take drumming.
China Ann McClain for me. I want to be China Ann's.
What's up with these child stars?
Motherfuckers, the Ant Farm and iCarly.
Come on, bro.
She's around my age.
Ain't China Ann McClain like 25?
She's my age. What the fuck?
And why y'all think dog is sexual, bro? I'm dead ass thinking of a dog.
I just think it's funny that the names you guys named were from child, you know what I'm saying?
Stars our age, motherfucker.
Nigga, Dom was definitely
If y'all thought I was making it weird, man, sound like a hit dog hollering. Like, goddamn.
All right, so.
Damn. We didn't say Madison Pettis or nothing like that, or Sky
Madison
Pettis. Like, if we said Madison Pettis, I could understand what you're saying, but. Oh, is she 24 too? Madison Pettis is
24.
All right, Sage, who's Doug are you?
I guess Rihanna. I don't know. I guess Rihanna. I ain't got a child star. I'm sorry. I don't have one, you know. I don't even know where I'm going with this. I don't have a child star, bro. I'm just like Rihanna.
I feel like Rihanna be beating her dog.
What dog?
Just she from the islands. She's from the islands. You know, island people, they just be going hard.
They beat anything.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. B-Souls, you said who?
Mariah the Scientist. No cap.
She cannot sing.
A porn star?
She's a face.
Musician.
Honestly.
Musician.
She can't be a musician. She can't sing. She cannot.
Mariah Carey.
No, nah. Mariah the Scientist.
Oh, another Mariah.
Mariah the Scientist sounds like, I deadass think I could outsing Mariah the Scientist right now.
That's fine. I don't.
And
I'm trying to be your dog. I don't. Woof woof. Fuck.
Why you got backbone in it? Motherfucker really wanted to be the pup. Okay.
Yeah. Let me read a couple super chats that we got going on right now. Eli says, love y'all guys, but I gotta know. Do you have to know this? Who y'all ship in the NBA?
What?
I like Bookler. D Book and Jimmy.
Talking about ship is in relationships, like,
yeah, like I ship this type shit.
Like if you were an avatar, some motherfuckers wanted Aang to get Katara, some people wanted Katara to get with Zuko, that ship.
How old are you, Eli Dean?
The pops don't get this, bro.
Yeah, how old are you, Eli Dean? Let me know. How old are you?
Jesus.
Nobody. I've never thought of this. So.
Wait. Y'all still have this up? What the?
Look, Kawhi. I wanted Kawhi Leonard to come to the Lakers so bad.
I'll accept that.
Snipe says, no way you look at a baby and say Partisan. His name isn't Partisan. That's not his real name, bro. I don't think so. What's wrong with this nigga, bro?
What's Snipe's name?
Because if it's actually Partisan.
Snipe's real name is like Jericho or something like that.
Jericho is wild.
Come on, bro.
Why you have Jericho ready to go, bro?
I don't know. Snipes don't got no real name for real.
Snipe's name.
It's just Snipes. And if it's just Snipes, that's a low key word.
His name is Jordan.
One more time. You're right here. You can't make comments like this, and we can't.
Not you guys. The people.
Shut up.
His name is Jordan.
His name is Jordan.
All right, bro. All right, Jericho. The fuck.
I want to say, yeah, Jericho's way better.
Listen, man.
Should we throw some ads?
That's nasty. That's nasty.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck. What's the next topic? Shit.
Did y'all see those non-slip bonnets that they were advertising on Twitter?
Yep.
The whole week where they were like towing boats and stuff like that.
Huh?
Y'all ain't
a bonnet towing a boat. What the?
I heard about the non-slip bonnets, but I also heard they don't work.
That's what I was trying to get to, Damo. But these guys, these young guys,
bonnet towing a boat. What kind of cartoon shit is this?
Looking like, at what Corinna Compton. I don't know. Looking at what they doing. So that's it's disgusting out here. It's really disgusting out here. Is her name Kampf, like Mein Kampf?
What?
Yo, these celebrities that I don't know, but y'all are mixing me. Who is?
He calls her mom. He calls her mommy. So he calls her mommy.
Corinna's mommy. Okay.
Let me show you. Apparently, the bonnet is so strong.
Oh my god!
Oh, and it just won't fell
backwards.
Now that one's a little.
He got mismatched socks though.
That one's a little misleading, and I hope that I don't come across anything naked. As here's so these are depictions of what like the bonnets have gone through in the past week. Why does he have mismatched Tim's on right here?
He has what the fuck?
But they're like filling things with in the bucket, and they're tying it to the head. A dog was playing tug of war with it. They pulled the boat with it. All these things, and so they people finally receive them in their mail. And the woman said that the bonnet slid off 20 minutes into her sleep. Now, how did she know it was 20 minutes? I don't know, but
I'm about to say, was it you asleep?
She just randomly
20 like, minutes in, on, she set bro. A timer. Maybe she come took a nap, on, but with that being said, I'm gonna make a new product.
Okay.
A condom that all is right. never gonna break. Never gonna fall off.
Is it reusable?
You can turn it inside out. Why can't you turn condoms inside out?
Why would you turn a condom inside out?
What do you mean? Why can't you turn a condom inside out? Do you know what a condom's intent is?
Yeah.
Are you washing it?
Dumbo's face is crazy.
Are you gonna wash it and then after you turn it inside out?
No, I'm just saying, like after you get done the first time. What? You can't put it
on
back
to
in.
The next one.
That's turn it inside out. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Christian. All right. If that's how you want to live your life, I got you.
I think that was crazy. Last question before we get to these Q&As.
I know you're really busy, but before you scroll away, let me ask you this. Would you rather have 2.6 million followers or 13,760? Simple question, simple answer. 2.6 million or 13,760?
2.6 million followers. Or 13,760.
This is the most random.
That's so misleading.
What would you have? What would you rather have? But what would you rather have, though? What would you rather have?
What, the followers or the money?
In a vacuum?
No, no, no. 2.6 million followers or 13,000 followers?
I've seen the, but in a vacuum, 2.6.
Or a car ride with LeBron when the new Kendrick drops.
Ooh. I ain't gonna like LeBron.
You're terrible. In this scenario, based off what the video was saying, you might want to go with the 13 because it's super misleading because it's not followers, it's Patreon backers. But
that's what I'm saying,
it's so misleading. That video. But in terms of genuine, if it's follower for followers, yeah, I want the 2.6 followers, 2.6 million followers versus 13,000 followers.
Look at this dude, less of headache. Shut up.
How many followers do you have?
You think Adrian getting a headache, just because he got 2 mil?
What's the headache in? Oh, I should play.
So that's what I'm saying.
I should just
so stressful.
Headache can work, sure, but like, just I got 2 mil. Oh my god, 2 million.
So many people interacting with my tweets.
Yeah,
so many likes. So many likes.
I don't think I know how that works as a man with no clothes. Nah. I don't think the 5 likes to 20 was really like game changing, bro. I'm same nigga.
Okay. Let's get into these question and answers.
What the hell? You look so.
Hello everybody. How you doing?
Okay, he is miserable.
I'm good.
I'm just tired. All right, I got a question for you. You gotta have sex with a mermaid. You taking top half or bottom half mermaid? You know?
What?
You know, so
top either, bottom half. Either. What do you mean? Wait, what do you mean?
So, like, let's say there's a mermaid, right? There's two mermaids. You gotta choose one. You have to have sex with them. Mm-hmm. Now there's one mermaid. The top half of her is just a fish. Bottom half is a human. The other mermaid. Bottom half is the fish. Top half is the human.
traditional mermaid me. Give me Ariel. Thanks. Let me get top half woman, bottom half fish. I don't gotta fuck the fussy. I just want the neck.
Oh, I'm not. I'm not running from the grind. I want the fish lower. You know how wet that is.
That's why I thought fussy
what
was going to do
scales,
it.
What about them scales, though? What about them
I really did. I really thought fussy was the one.
Scales on the outside.
You think the inside of a fish's vagina is scaly?
Maybe.
I've never thought of it.
I don't know what the inside of a fish vagina is like.
It's not scaly.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
Do they even? I know.
Why is it for why sure? You know? Why would I for sure know? You know what the inside of a fish vagina is? Why is that?
Hey, he said, "Bro, for sure, bro." Oh, all right, my bad.
Y'all weren't fans of Steve Irwin, but all right, bro.
You know what? I'm gonna stop there. I don't.
Ain't he the alligator man? All right.
Didn't they get spin back on them stingrays yet?
No.
Yo, what is this episode?
I thought you was gonna answer, Sage.
No, I'm not. I'm not answering this. What the all fuck?
Right, we appreciate it then, man. I thought all we was gonna right, get some right. more engagement.
Oh, brother.
Hey, yo, what's good?
What's good? What's good?
Hey, what's up? I want to say I'm really disappointed in Sage for not answering that question. I was really interested in his input. Because imagine how wet that is, say, like, for real though. come on. Like, I was just thinking about lowing his body rolls with that baby oil, man, and I'm just like,
all right, he's just trying to gay me out of the pod. Shut up. He's trying to gay me out of here.
No, I'm gonna be honest, I kind of forgot my question.
Yeah, so you're just trying to gay me out of here. Shut up.
Oh my god. No, this is where the podcast goes downhill.
yeah.
Oh, we didn't even let's
you,
my African brother.
So nah, but y'all remember when y'all was talking about the nigga Potty Fontaine, how he had ripped for G-Eazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how he ripped for G-Eazy, but G-Eazy was cracking mid. So what he said?
Was...
You know what I'm saying? You gotta think about.
Oh, that was G-Eazy.
yeah,
you didn't even know who that was.
Hey, no, I thought it was somebody else. But damn.
Hey, you thinking of it the wrong way, Playboy?
What the hell?
Party is writing for G-Eazy. How do you think he first met Meg?
That's what I'm saying. No, I'm saying the nigga Party is probably a real slimy nigga, bro. He looked like a blind
dude. He's a cut.
Look at his repertoire, bro. Like you said, repertoire, nigga. He's a different nigga, bro.
How did you do this?
He came for Tory, and even though I feel like you have the right to, but I can't even remember what made him say something about Tory Lanez at the time. I don't even think Tory said something. I think one day he came out of nowhere and was like, yo, watch your fucking mouth, Tory. And it was just like, all right, bro, you're not hard for initiating like Twitter beef. And you too big.
Yeah, man.
Party,
he a big nigga, bro.
Wait, bring what's going on?
Like he work out, but I feel like he'd get
no. Party went like I think he got like college. He went to college for basketball. Something. Party's like 6'4" or something like that. 6'5" or some shit like that.
Bullets. They take niggas down the same. They don't give a fuck how big that nigga is, man.
I mean, I guess so. But I'm just saying, I would think that he would press up on what's the dude name? He's 6'5". This nigga's 6'5". If you don't run up on Tory Lanez, you're 6'5".
Tory got that thing with him.
He know what happens if you run up on Tory Lanez.
Got that thing with him. It's different.
Damn, these websites just keep adding an inch. 6'6", he was 6'6". Next one, he's 6'7". He's crazy. Yeah, he played basketball too. Yo, go slap that nigga, bro. Anyway, all right, my brother.
Scary, bro.
Get out of here. He don't really want to go up for his girl for real. He don't really want to go up. This nigga's a bitch.
Wait, where's my fuck?
Yo, oh my. My name is not fucking Jericho.
What's your name?
Oh, Abdul. That's my name.
Oh,
hella racist. Hella
wasn't
racist.
Expecting him to actually.
Well, my fucking fault. You know, I'm not gonna say it, but I was keeping it to tell you that. And Omar, your first name is way worse than mine. I just say
what's Omar's first name?
I never said anybody's name was worse though. So that's I didn't say it was. I'm just saying it's racist, bro.
I don't know. Just don't try it again.
Oh my god.
Or what?
Yo,
or what?
His name
or
is
what?
Not that
or
bad.
What?
Yeah, his name isn't his weird. Name, I have the worst name. And he dropped out. Yeah.
My name is
Jericho. The fuck, nigga? You at Domino's?
You right, Dave?
Nigga, yes. Hey, I got to get my paper. I got to get my paper and support the
boys. You got two jobs, don't you?
No. No. Nigga,
no. Wait. You work at Domino's?
Bro,
how the fuck did you have cookies in that McNugget box if you work at Domino's? How the fuck did that happen?
Nigga, I quit McDonald's, nigga.
You took the cookies in the McDonald's box on your day out? I was like, your day out? That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like me for real. I can't say
hey,
yeah, bro. Bro, like me for real. I took like 5 cob salads. I don't eat salads like that.
I've got just one basic question. So what was the first like basketball game that really got you into basketball type shit?
There are niggas waiting for their pizza while you ask us about fucking basketball.
Yo, nigga, stop pressing off.
Nigga, we got no orders, bro. What the fuck want me to do?
I think we answered this in the past, but we did get a new audience. So the Chris Paul Kobe Hornets Lakers series, whatever year that was. I don't have it drawn to memory. I want to rewatch it now, I think about it. But that's what really got me into it. But the very, very, very first moment was the ESPN reel of the T-Mac 13. I mean, points and whatever, seconds thing. And I went back and saw it.
For me, what got me into basketball was Shaq and Kobe. And what made me, like, love basketball around 05, 06, 07-ish, Kobe's game winner on – might have been 04, maybe. Maybe 04 or 05 or 06. Kobe's game winner on the Bobcats. It was the first game I ever went to. I was a kid. I was there. Yeah. Fell in love. The atmosphere, being a kid in Charlotte and seeing Kobe, the motherfucking Lakers – come in the city, silence the crowd, fucking historical. Love it.
Yo, you were happy that your hometown was quiet?
Nigga, niggas.
Yo, you were hype, bro?
Loved it as a kid.
I respect it. I actually respect that.
Mine was a 2010 playoffs. I just moved to, like, America for the first time. And, like, my hometown team going to the finals, having that history between the Lakers and the Celtics and Kobe being there was pretty interesting.
Y'all had the same fucking fail finish.
Screaming at him about the pizzas. Yo, boy, get off the phone. Listen, mine was 98, Michael Jordan's last shot. I saw that live.
Hey, get the turn that went.
Yeah, get to turning that dough, boy. Get to turning that dough. Make them pizzas. Make them pizzas, nigga.
Is Domino's good now? I haven't had that in ever.
Nah, I had it the other day.
Still yeah. Ass? Fuck! I know they
fast food pizza.
It's fast food pizza. Damn. It's pizza. I mean, fast food pizza. Have y'all had homemade pizza before?
Yeah.
Homemade pizza. Yeah.
It's I don't know. Maybe I'm just too loyal to Papa John's. I don't know.
That shit, if you can't say that shit better than Papa John's, I don't know what type
my
of
homie do like local pizza. Well, you
no, no, I'm talking about like you made the fucking
made from
dough.
Scratch.
Yeah.
Oh.
No offense, but at the time, I forgot cousin was like 16 when they made the homemade pizza. I ain't had homemade pizza in a long time.
I recommend motherfuckers try. I don't know if they're everywhere, but at least in this region, it's called Papa Murphy's. But it's basically like a pizza spot where they make like they put all the ingredients for the pizza on the pizza there, but you warm it up at home. Fucking, it's great. It's amazing.
They make you warm it up at home. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, but,
I'm fucking with it. Let's take two more. Yo,
what's good, bro? This nigga don't even know he on the pod.
Oh,
yo,
hey,
didn't see you there.
I got a question.
What up?
Yeah. So if you were told you were going to die tomorrow,
okay,
but there you got kidnapped and somebody had a gun to your head, you have the cure, but you have to take a very hard drug.
Cure to what?
Do I get to pick the drug?
Yeah, but it's only a small
selection.
Wait,
wait, cure to what? Cure to
yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm lost. So, does he have the cure to my death? Or
yes. To whatever you had that was supposed to kill you, he kidnapped you, and he's making you choose between
the drug
and death. He said,
and I get to pick what drug.
You would have a choice between heroin, meth, coke.
Well, this is easy now.
Yeah,
it's easy now. I would do coke.
Give me a lot.
Yeah, coke is
that's all you gotta do.
Yeah,
coke.
You get the cure.
Not,
What the hell?
Coke's not as OD, and not as
personal. Yeah, you should have said crack. You should have said crack or something. Yeah. Like that.
If you would have said crack, I'd have been sweating bullets. Yeah, like, yeah. Oh my God.
I know somebody.
There's no way out of here.
All right, we're scratch. Scratch Coke. We're going to do crack then. We're going to do crack.
Nah, you already said Coke, pussy.
Nah, you good, bro. You're good, bro. Appreciate that. I'm alive. No, sorry.
No, that Hannah Montana.
Yeah, heroin, meth, or crack, nigga.
I'm alive, bro. Sorry.
Let me ask you this. Aren't you the one that said that Gabrielle Union wasn't attractive?
What the fuck?
How do you remember?
How do you think that? I usually don't bite for hot takes, but what?
Hold on. Weren't you the one that said Gabrielle Union wasn't attractive?
Yes, I am. Yes,
not attractive. It's crazy. I understand she's not being a 10.
Do you want to explain yourself on a podcast or?
I don't want to be looked at as terrible because I just don't. I'm more into darker women. That's just my thing. Been my thing since I was a little nigga.
Is she brown skin?
Exactly. I don't want it. Coco Jones is my perfect woman.
I think Gabrielle Union and Coco Jones are like,
yeah, they not that different.
No, not even.
Shade.
No.
So that's the because of the shade.
Not just that, but I just don't. That's just not. She's just not attractive to me. Like I don't see her and say, "Oh, I gotta smash that." Like that's just.
Coco Jones and Gabrielle Union are the same complexion.
That is false.
I mean, Sage. Sage pulled it up too.
I'm gonna share mine. I'll pull up Coco. I tried to find a picture of them together. They don't know each other. Crazy.
Yeah, he said they don't know each other. So this is, this is Gabrielle Union.
They are not that different. Holy shit.
This is Coco Jones.
It's like on the little scale, one to the right. Bro.
Gabrielle Union, Coco Jones.
What the
Union.
You know what
it is? Yeah, that is one to the right. Literally depending on lighting. Hey, y'all.
Bro, stop it. Guys, I'm dark stop skin. Right here. He like, could have gotten into this bro? Conversation so long ago. We know why he's not picking Gabrielle Union. You don't like your butt lick. Yeah, that's all it is. Say, you don't like your butt eating. That's all it is.
Your habits are different. But
You found out that she eat butt. You don't like her. There it is. Just say that.
Yeah, your internet is selling super hard.
Your internet, geez, my boy.
Let's get him out of here.
He's still frozen back there. Crazy.
Yeah, he is. Let's do one more.
His internet. I thought you meant mine.
Nah, you good.
I don't think I've ever seen this person. Let's close it out. Good, buddy. Hey, yo.
I've definitely seen him because he's smoking a Capri Sun straw again.
Hilarious. talking about pizza, there's a pizza spot in Lawrenceville, Johnny's Pizza. That place is dope as hell.
I know about Johnny's Pizza. Make the pizza at home. I promise you, if you make the pizza at home, it's going to change your life.
All right. I'll think about it.
Actually, I'm bullshit. Y'all was talking about KD earlier, and I, for the past week or so, I've been thinking about a potential trade for KD. KD is 44 million. I think $44 million this year, 1 year left. In my opinion, there's only one team that could potentially take that contract without losing too much, and that's the Utah Jazz.
He does not have He doesn't have 1 year left.
Does he not?
Why would he have 34?
Oh, you was the one that had the same do-rag as... Okay.
I thought he had the same one as Dom, not me.
It's like 3-4 years. It's like 3-4 years.
Oh, shit. I thought it was still a one-year contract. Oh, then never mind.
Why are you not wearing daddy's do-rag?
Yo, stop.
All right, hop off my dick, Omar.
Hey, you know what's crazy? Dom was really going to let that lie low and be like, oh, yeah, he had the same one. No. This guy right here.
Let me ask you a question. How old are you?
16.
You got school tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Doing up so late, bro?
I mean,
school already starting?
Yeah.
That's what took me back. Dang.
My first day was Wednesday.
Back in my day.
My first day was Thursday.
And you be catching a bus to school?
Yeah.
Man, you know the bus comes super early, bro. You ready for bed?
It's only 6:20. I go to sleep by like 1 o'clock. I get 5 hours of sleep. I'm fine.
It's not 6:20. Where do you live?
He lives on the West Coast.
Yeah. He said Lawrence.
I live in Georgia.
Yeah, he said Lawrenceville.
Oh, it is not. What?
It is not 6 o'clock.
My bus comes at 6:20.
A.M.?
Yes, A.M.
Oh, yeah, you need to go to bed. What the fuck? Yo, you need to go to bed, my nigga. You need to go to bed.
Bro, I get 5 hours of sleep. I'm fine.
Yeah, all right, little guy.
Y'all didn't stay up till 1 in high school?
He don't need to. Well, his grade slipping.
But my attendance was not star-studded.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah, I can't give that advice. I definitely would oversleep the bus. I'd be dressed, walk out the door, and there's the bus.
I used to wake up with no energy. My attendance was on point, though. Okay.
Nah, I was way too far to walk. I'd miss first period every time.
I think I tell y'all, like, my freshman year, my brother, it was his senior year, and he had gotten a car. We live, like, less than a mile away from the school. We can walk. Like, literally, we can walk. Bro, the first semester of my freshman year, I was late. I think it was, like, 90 days out of the school, out of first semester. I was late, like, 78, 80 of those days, and we stayed a mile away from the school.
I respect it.
Because my brother... It's a little bit of both of us. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, it's mainly his though. It's mainly his. He would get up because, like, in the car, it's a 3-minute drive. He would get up to go maybe 10 minutes before, like, school started or whatever. So we are truly rushing out the door. And we could never figure out, like, when the buses really came. And maybe I could have walked to school. Maybe I could have tried a little harder to figure out when the buses came. But truly, it was hard to figure out when the buses came. Bro, I had ISS the whole next semester.
Jesus.
Yeah. That's as many tough. Days as I missed, I was tardy. I was in ISS.
10 day. I ain't never had. Damn, boy. But that's how you know them motherfuckers in high school, y'all. I'm not encouraging misbehavior. They ain't gonna do nothing to you, brother. You're good. Yeah. You're fine in high school.
No child left behind, boy.
The only thing is you're fucking your college success up. I'll give you that, but that's
it. True.
That's it.
Hey, go to bed, y'all. Go to bed. Listen, man. Had a good pod. Let's see if we'll be here Thursday.
It was definitely a pod. I don't know what happened today.
That's all you need. You just need to get the episode out there. Till next time. Damo, say goodbye to the people.
All right, Chaz, me and Wofford, midnight snack, and we will be back. Who the fuck is that?
It's why I always be doing Cam. Yo, Damo, I go be Cam.
I go be? I go be shit.
I go be.
Throwing up the motherfucking Gobies.
Hey, Horizon, I told you. Like, bro, you're still in this goddamn car.
Yo. First of all, Damo, before you say anything.
Shut up.
He be getting his hands done. Sage, say goodbye to the people.
All right, people. 2K League, I lied. I'm not getting on tonight. I'm actually really tired. What else? That shit's... New 2K comes out in a month. Stop tagging me, but we'll play. All right.
And Biso, say goodbye to the people.
Bye, y'all. We'll catch y'all next time.
I know.